1350 KMAN.
Good Thursday morning. Brady Bowman with you on this very wintry and chilly edition of In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. But it's nice and toasty inside the studios this morning. And we're going to talk with some Fort Riley folks. First off, though, we're going to talk with Elizabeth Thurston. She's the director of the Fort Riley Tax Assistance Center. Elizabeth, welcome. Glad you were able to get in.
Thank you.
How are the roads out there?
Pretty slippery, but I had a ride, so I was kind of spoiled by my husband, so he drove me in.
That helps. And he's waiting out there for you, right?
Yes,
hopefully
he is.
Listening.
I hope.
Tuned in right now. We're going to talk about the opening of a tax center on Fort Riley, and there's going to be a ribbon cutting, all sorts of fun stuff with this.
That is correct. So every year, the Fort Riley Legal Assistance Office puts together a tax center, and we open up the tax center around tax season, close it when tax season is over, and we hire civilian personnel as well as we utilize military soldiers that we trained. They're trained and certified by this year it's going to be a CPA firm out of Kansas City and also the IRS. So they'll be trained and certified before we start doing taxes. Our grand opening is going to be on January 23rd at 9 in the morning. And you are correct, there is a ribbon cutting ceremony, there's cake, there's coffee, there's punch, everybody's welcome. And that's just the start of our tax season.
Cake, coffee, and punch, very key when you're starting your taxes, right?
Absolutely.
That's good to get that, get warmed up, get some substance. Do soldiers need an appointment or do they just walk in on this?
So our hours of operation are Monday through Friday from 9 in the morning till 6. Soldiers do not need an appointment. Appointments are recommended. And we do take walk-ins. Our last walk-in we take would be at 5 o'clock in the evening.
What's the biggest difference when it comes to civilian taxes and when you're dealing with soldiers doing their taxes? I imagine there's some differences there.
I think about the only difference that we see is, or the most complicated issues that we see with our service members is the different states and the different state taxations that we have to do. And so knowing that knowledge, the federal taxes are pretty straightforward for everybody. We do have non-taxable combat pay that we have to know how to, you know, use for our advantage or not use for our advantage. And then also knowing just what state taxes to prepare for each service member.
And where is this located on post?
We're located at 7034. We're at the corner, that's the building number, 7034. And we're at the corner of Normandy Drive and Bullard.
All right. Brady Bowman again here with you with Elizabeth Thurston. She's the director of the Fort Riley Tax Assistance Center as we get ready for the opening of the tax center on post at Fort Riley. What does it cost for soldiers interested in this? What's the cost to use these services?
It is a completely free service, and all our service members are eligible for it. Active duty service members, retirees, and their eligible dependents as well are eligible for the services.
And who can use these services? Open to just soldiers or open to other folks as well?
Right. So it's open to all our active duty service members, our reservists that are on orders for 30 days or more, their eligible dependents, and our retirees.
And what kind of, how long has Fort Riley been offering these services?
For over 15 years.
And I imagine it gets pretty busy.
It does get busy.
Popular.
It does get busy, and it is popular. Last year we filed 6,225 federal returns. Over 3,000 state returns. We saved our soldiers $1.4 million in tax preparation fees and brought in about $9.6 in refunds.
Very good. Wow, that's quite a bit.
That's
a lot of taxes.
That is a lot of taxes.
That's a lot of papers to file. Do you have an estimate on how much, well, I think you just went over that and how much money you saved. The biggest benefits for soldiers who use the Fort Riley Tax Center, what are some of those?
I think the biggest benefit for our service members is that every tax return that we do at the Fort Riley Tax Center is done by a tax preparer, but then it's also reviewed, it's quality reviewed by either a CPA or a tax attorney. And so every tax return has a second set of eyes that looks at it. So before we actually file that tax return, we're pretty sure that it's an accurate return, that our service members aren't going to get that nasty gram from the IRS or that match letter saying that we omitted something or forgot something on their return.
Nasty gram. I like that. That's the first I've heard that term. That's good.
Well, I think that anytime anyone gets mail from the IRS, whatever it may be, your heart rate goes up instantly without even knowing what's in the envelope.
That's probably true. That's probably a very, very fair assessment. And this is just a temporary service, right? Just goes for a few months of the year, or?
So the tax center is open from January 23rd. We do close our doors on April 17th. However, our service members that are deployed or our service members that don't make the deadline, they're still eligible for services in the legal assistance office.
And a phone number people can call with questions or to make an appointment. I guess, how do they set that up if they're interested?
So they can come in as a walk-in to make an appointment if they wanted to. And if they're, you know, if there's a long line and they don't want to stay to be seen as a walk-in, they can make an appointment at that point. They can also call the 239-1040 number to make an appointment.
All right. Well, I think you pretty much covered it there. Just bam, bam, bam. Anything else that I haven't covered here?
I think this year, what's unique this year as well is we will not be open Saturdays. We have, in the past, have had Saturday hours. So this year, the tax center will not be open on Saturdays. We'll only be open Monday through Friday from 9 to 6.
All right. And again, Brady Bowman with Elizabeth Thurston, the director of the Fort Riley Tax Assistance Center. And if you can, again, go over just some of those numbers, how many you usually see. And I think if you want to go ahead and again, just remind us how much money you saved soldiers last year. That's a lot of big numbers there.
So last year in 2007, now we file tax returns for 3 years, so we can do 3 years back. We only keep track of the current year. So last year we filed 6,225 federal returns for 2016. So that does not include the 2014 and 15 tax returns that we filed. For those individuals that might have been deployed or just didn't have a chance to file those, we can file back up to 3 years. And then for state returns, we did a little over 3,000 state returns. And you always see those numbers a little less because some of our service members aren't required to file a state tax return. But those that do, we did about 3,000. And then I have the numbers of 1.46 was what we saved, and 9.6 is what the refunds that came back to the installation.
And again, just before we let you go, again, you said your husband's out there waiting for you.
Yes.
In the car. If you, again, just want to remind folks how to reach you if they're interested in getting some help on their taxes.
Right, so you can start calling on January 22nd to make an appointment, and that number is 239-1040. You're welcome to come in as well. We're at the corner of Normandy and Bullard, building 7034. You're welcome to come in to make an appointment. I know that for our service members, our W-2s will not come out until January 20th, and also the IRS is not opening up the tax filing season until January 29th. However, we will prepare tax returns for our service members. We will hold them until the 29th and then submit them on that date.
All right. Very good. That was Elizabeth Thurston, the director of Fort Riley Tax Assistance Center. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Especially
thank
with
you
this
for
weather
having me.
Coming
yes,
in
thank
and
you.
Informing us. We'll come back and talk some more Fort Riley after the break right here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.